This episode of The Truth contains strong language.
I'm not going to lend you $50.
Come on! We're family.
We are not family. We're just pretending to be family so I can get my green card.
Fine. Then give me $50 and I'll pretend to pay it back.
If I give it to you, will you please go away?
For a little bit, but I can't stay away from you. You're my brother from another mother.
Come here.
Oh my gosh. You guys say the name of the show in the show.
I know, but I kind of love it. When the writers trust you to say the corniest line, it's like they're telling you you're a fan favorite.
You're my fan favorite.
Mm.
I can't believe you're starring in your own sitcom.
Yes. I also cannot believe it. It's crazy.
I'm proud of you. Are you proud of you? I want you to be proud of you.
Yeah.
Are you proud of you?
Yes. Yeah, I'm proud of me.
Good.
I'm proud.
Ooh, it's my cousin. Anna, what does she say? She said you were so funny you made my uncle choke.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
And it's my uncle. And he said he didn't choke, he was just clearing his throat.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, no.
What is it?
Everyone's just texting at once. They're saying how great you are. Have you heard from your mom?
No, she's still on that spiritual retreat where they're not allowed to use technology, so, yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm great. I'm great. This is so nice.
Good.
You know, I'm just feeling the difference between a big family and a small family. What is it?
It's not me. I think someone's calling you.
Oh, that's not a number I know.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi, yes. Is this Evan McGinnis, star of Brother from Another Mother?
Yes.
And is your mother Shayna?
Who is this?
My name is Lawrence McGinnis. I'm your brother. Well, half-brother. Intrigued?
Have you ever dreamed of what it would be like to discover you had a long-lost sibling? What are they like? Are they successful, kind, famous? Do they have their life figured out? What if they don't? I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and today's story is about a family tree with a lot of hidden branches.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to The Haves.
You're my brother?
What?
Yep, we have the same father. I'm guessing your mom didn't talk much about him, right?
No, she was not a fan. She told me that he wasn't a good man.
Well, that's putting it mildly. Son of a bitch was an alcoholic, a womanizer, pathological liar. Let me tell you what, little bro. Your mom was smart to split from him when you were a baby. Did you know that I know your mom?
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I saw her face a few times when she and our father were dating, you know? This is before you were born, of course. And had you heard about me?
Not in specifics, no. I knew my father was a lot older than my mom, and she mentioned that I wasn't his only kid, but that's all she was willing to say.
I don't blame her, honestly.
I knew you were out there. I was afraid to go looking because, well...
You didn't know how far the apple fell from the tree? Yeah, I get that. I felt the same way. But you found me, little bro.
I did?
Well, I mean, Your show, you know? I saw your face. And I gotta tell you, it was like looking at our father. So then I waited for the credits, like, yep, same last name. Found your phone number on your LinkedIn. I got excited, so I thought, you know what? Call him.
Lawrence, this is so crazy. There's so much I want to ask you about. I always hoped that you were out there and that you were doing well.
Little bro, I am fucking fantastic. Own about a dozen Ralph's Italian Ices, which mostly take care of themselves, so I Live off the money, write poetry.
Ralph's? That's Long Island, right?
Yeah.
I live in New York.
No shit? Oh, man, this is great. We gotta hang. Really, seriously, we gotta hang. I'll tell you all about the train wreck our father was, and then you can tell me what it's like being a movie star.
That would be great. I'm still pretty busy filming the show right now, but when we're wrapped, we should get a beer.
I'm looking forward to it. All right, listen, I gotta make some phone calls. We'll talk more soon, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you soon, Lawrence.
Yes, you will.
Wow.
Wow. With Lawrence?
Lawrence.
Wait, you have a brother. How do you feel?
I don't know. I think I'm excited. I think. I mean, look, I love being a part of your family, but, you know, I'm not really part of them.
Oh, no, I think you are. You definitely are.
But you know what I mean, right? Like, it's like you're all Starks and I'm Jon Snow.
You know that I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Your family has been so welcoming and so beautiful and so kind to me, and they make me feel like a member. But, like, and this is just my own hang-ups. I still feel like a guest. I'm sorry, I'm not saying this right. It's just, I have my own people. That's a crazy thing to discover, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, should I have offered to get together sooner or invited him over?
Okay, Evan, relax. Can I say something that's, like, I guess a little shitty?
Absolutely, you can say something shitty. What is it?
Okay, so this guy's related to you, but it's not like he's family yet.
What do you mean?
Okay, you don't know this guy, and he shows up right when you happen to get on a big TV show.
You have a big family. I just don't think you can understand what this feels like.
Okay, all right, maybe not, but, like, I just want you to remember that whatever Lawrence wants, you're in control of the timing of this whole thing, okay? You are.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
Okay. I love you. Is that Lawrence again?
No, it's another number I don't know. Hello?
Hi, is this Evan McGinnis?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Will McGinnis. I'm your brother. Well, your half-brother.
I have another brother?
Another brother?
I'm Lawrence's half-brother, too. All three of us have different moms. But Lawrence just texted me your number. It's okay that I called, right? I mean, I didn't figure it'd be a problem.
Hold on. Yes, yeah, good that you called. This is just, it's a lot to process. I just got two brothers in 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, actually, Lawrence and I both have full-blood brothers. So,
are you saying I have four brothers?
Four brothers?
Look, I just want to start by telling you that I'm nothing like our father. Okay, that guy was an alcoholic, a womanizer, and a pathological liar.
Oh.
I work at a bank,
And
I have a wife and two children who are my only children,
And
I will never abandon them, and I don't have a problem with alcohol.
Oh.
Like, I'm always in control of how much I'm drinking when I drink. Yes, I get drunk, but it's built into a schedule that works for me and my family.
Okay, that's great.
And listen, I've even got a mortgage, and my credit score, it starts with an 8, okay?
He's calling now.
I don't know. Will, I'll have to call you back.
You got it.
What is going on?
I don't know. Hello?
Evan.
Uh-huh.
It's Pamela. I'm your sister. Will, half-sister. Lawrence sent me your number. I hope it's okay that I called.
Actually,
Lawrence and Will and Gilbert, they're all older than me.
Gilbert?
Put it on speaker.
And so I am so excited to have a kid brother of my own. Well, aside from my own kid brother, who's basically worthless.
Uh-huh.
Evan, our father was an evil man. And because of his abuse, I became a victim in a cycle of abuse from many men over the years. It's because I didn't value myself, and so I didn't value my body. And as a result, I have two children who I love, but I'm pained by. The worst abuse came when I was...
Hey, Pamela, this is all a lot for me to take in right now.
Of course, yes. We're going to have plenty of time for stories, right? But first... We're thinking the reunion will happen in March.
Reunion?
Evan, just hang up for now.
So what's your schedule look like then?
Evan!
I don't know. I might have some free time then.
Evan!
Fantastic. What's your transportation situation look like?
Transportation?
Yeah, some of your siblings had their licenses revoked.
Evan!
Oh, sorry.
You can call her back later.
Thank you. What the hell did I just step into?
I don't know.
No. Friend requests. There's... A lot of them. Lawrence, Will, Pamela, a bunch of others. They all look way older than me. Here's the younger guy. Finnegan?
Who's Finnegan?
It's Lawrence's son. But he's older than me?
Your nephew is older than you?
He's got a kid. She's in high school.
You're a great uncle?
Oh, this is so weird. No, No.
Oh, it's my mom. You don't have to take it.
No, no, it's fine. I like talking to your mom. Hi.
Hey, Evan. You were so great on the show tonight.
Oh, thanks, Brenda.
And I like the way you say brother from another mother. It reminds me of Perfect Strangers.
Oh, yes.
You remember that, John?
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to ask if you would prefer for me to make that pineapple upside-down cake you love for your birthday party tomorrow.
Oh, that is so sweet of you. Yeah, I will be so happy with anything that you make for my birthday. I love that cake.
Aw. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Oh, hey, do you know someone named Lawrence McGinnis?
Why?
He just friended me on Facebook.
Evan?
Oh, and look, he just poked me.
Evan, it's my Instagram.
I didn't know you could still poke people.
They're going through and liking every post.
How do I find the poker?
One of them commented on a post of me in a bathing suit from 40 weeks ago. They wrote stunning.
Brenda, I've got to go.
No worries. We'll just see you tomorrow at the party, love.
Cancel call. I'm blocking all incoming calls. God, it won't stop.
What are you doing?
I'm calling Lawrence.
Okay, but this time you have to put it on speaker.
Fine.
Hello?
Hey, Lawrence, it's Evan.
Hey, little bro. Long time no talk. How the hell are you? Hey, listen, I bet your phone's been ringing off the hook, huh? Hope you don't mind, but I told the others.
Yeah, you hadn't mentioned others. I'm just trying to get a handle on this. How many are there? You know, kids, siblings?
The haves. That's what we call ourselves. We call ourselves the haves, you know, because we're half siblings.
Okay, great. What's the count?
What is the count? Well, it's impossible to be certain, but as near as we can tell, there's 13 from 6 different women.
13?
13?
Yeah, you're the youngest. Kind of a missing piece from the set.
Hey, Lawrence, I'm going to need a little time to process all of this.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Are you okay?
This isn't what I had in mind.
I know.
Not this. No.
I know.
I don't know who these people are. I don't know what they want. I mean, maybe they're nice, but why didn't Lawrence share my number without asking? And how come he didn't lead with how many there were?
I don't know what you're supposed to lead with in a situation like this.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. Guess there's not really a protocol for finding out that you're related to, I don't know, half of the world. When I was a teenager, I dreamed of one of these half-siblings finding me and them being, like, rich and nice, and, like, they'd help me out. We were just so poor, I just wanted someone to come save me.
Yeah, and you had to be that person for yourself.
Yeah, I guess. Feels like I just opened a birthday present and it's full of bees.
Oh, speaking of birthdays, it's almost yours. Okay, so don't take any more calls. And just,
no.
Just give yourself, like, the day off tomorrow and enjoy your party. Mm-hmm. You know, you can deal with the haves after.
Yeah.
They've gone, like, 30 years without you, so they can definitely go one more day. It's not like they're going to show up or something.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, if you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week, you're not alone. Many of us do. I have trouble sleeping at night sometimes. I'll wake up and then I can't get back to sleep no matter what I try. And I was searching for anything that would help. And then I discovered Feels. Feels is a premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. It naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. It's easy to take. You just put a few drops under your tongue. I do it right before I go to bed, and I sleep through the night. But you can take it for all kinds of things. If you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience. Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/truth, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/truth to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. feals.com/truth. Right now, small businesses have to be more efficient than ever, and that means every hire is critical. And if you have a small business, you should know about Indeed. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because they get you the best people fast. You only pay what you need, can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost the visibility of your job post at Indeed.com/truth. That's Indeed.com/truth. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. And now back to the haves.
Happy birthday, dear Evan. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. I'm going to go cut this cake.
All right. Thanks, Brenda.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much for this wonderful birthday. It is so nice to not have to think about Lawrence or the others.
Did you say Lawrence?
Oh, yeah. Brenda, I'm sorry he friended you. That's
no,
weird.
Don't be sorry. He's lovely.
Did you guys speak?
He saw my post about making your cake, and he asked me for your address, and I figured he was overnighting a gift.
Did you give him my address?
Yeah.
Just a minute. Lawrence!
Ah! Hey, ho, little bro. How the hell are
you? It's you. You're at my door.
Look, I know me showing up is crazier than a sideways stripper pole, but last night after we talked, I was a little worried that you were freaked out. So we decided to drop in and surprise you.
Who is we?
Your family. Some of us drove all night to get here. Will and Pamela, you met.
How you doing?
Hey, baby brother.
Okay.
This is my older brother, Gilbert.
Major.
He's actually the oldest of all of us. Not much of a talker.
Uh-huh.
And this is Ashley and Paul. They're a set from a different mom. Frankly, I'm surprised they drove up.
They sure pet people in top New York City apartments.
They're farm people.
Come in. Everyone, these are my, I guess you'd kind of say, like, kind of brothery, sistery.
We all had the same dad who couldn't keep it in his pants. But we got different moms who couldn't keep it out of theirs.
Thanks, Lawrence. I'm going to go check on the cake. Make yourselves at home.
You must be Brenda. I can see where your daughter gets her exotic beauty.
I am so sorry.
Oh, my gosh, don't apologize. This is all really new. And, you know, I just want to make sure that you feel safe. That's all.
This is embarrassing. It's like six elephants in the room at once, all pointing out that your family is normal and I'm the smallest bastard in a weird little bastard circus.
Oh, hey, this is not what this is. Okay, it's just some people that we didn't expect to come to a party and they did.
You're right.
That's it.
You're right. They're just guests at a party.
Yeah.
They're just going to eat some food and then they're going to go when it's over.
Absolutely.
Hey, maybe they'll even be cool.
Maybe.
Hey, Evan.
Yeah?
I'm not away from my wife and kids hardly ever. Would you mind if I made myself a drink or two?
Sure. Yeah, I think we have some alcohol on top of the fridge. Okay. Just whatever.
Beautiful home, by the way. Really makes me appreciate how much you get for your dollar back in Indiana.
It's gonna be a really long party, isn't it?
Yep, it is. We all have the same skull shape. And it makes us extra susceptible to psychic resonances.
You know, I'm actually a poet. Limericks, mostly. I've been published in Playboy. Here's a good one for you. There once was a girl named Regina.
I know I'm not drunk because when I'm drunk, I'm loud.
This feels like it's not going well. Tell me I'm wrong.
Evan, do you have a yoga mat? I'm going to realign Luisa's father chakras.
You're not wrong. This is crazy. It's too much too fast.
Really?
Will is playing flip cup with my sister who is 18. Oh, no. What is Lawrence talking to my mom about?
So at this point, it's been over 4 hours, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, is it going to be like this forever?
Yeah, that happened to Louisa's father.
Oh, there he is. Little bro, Hollywood big shot. There's something I want to run by you.
Yes?
Now, look, I'm no Tarantino, but I wrote a movie. It's 200 pages, and yeah, it's about World War II. You know a lot of executives, right? And if you read it and you like it, send it their way. Maybe you and I could be, you know, executive producers.
Yeah, just email it over.
No need. I got a copy on me. I wrote it for Mel Gibson, but, I mean, if there's somebody else that's right for the role.
Okay.
Baby brother.
Yeah.
Listen, it honestly means so much for me to finally have you. And I was just thinking it might be a lot more fun if we have the reunion somewhere by you.
Ah.
Do you know any good venues around here? I'm thinking like 50 to 60 people.
You know, someone else should be in charge of that, not me.
What? You'll be great. I've got a planning binder in my car. I'm going to go run and grab it.
Evan!
Oh, no.
I just want to say that I think we both have such great lives. Like, our dad is a fucking deadbeat, but, like, I'm there for my kids every day. And I know you don't need me to tell you this, but, like, I work at a bank. And I have a 401k and a Roth IRA, and our dad doesn't even know what that is. So I just want to say I'm proud of us, and I want you to say that you're proud of me. Are you proud of me, man?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my wife's calling me. Evan, you have to talk to her because she's going to be able to smell that I've had a drink.
Why don't you sit down? Hey, Lawrence, can you watch Will for a second?
Evan, I think that guy Gilbert is asleep in our bed.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Is asleep in our bed?
Yes.
Who would go to a stranger's house and sleep in their bed?
I honestly don't know.
Hey, gang. Can I make a toast?
You better.
Little bro, I want to thank you for your hospitality and thank your beautiful wife and her stunning mother for wining and dining us. Now, it is some fucked up shit that brought us together. Our grandfather murdered our grandmother in front of our father and tried to kill our father. And when he failed, our grandfather committed suicide by a shotgun.
Uh-huh.
Did it in broad daylight.
But if he hadn't done that, our father wouldn't have been royally fucked.
Yep.
And he wouldn't have spent his entire adult life trying to seek forgiveness for not saving his mother by creating a small nation of families.
And then none of us would be here.
Hey, little bro, you wouldn't be here if your mom hadn't been dating Gilbert.
Gilbert?
That's right. Little bro's mom was dating Gilbert, and he brought her home to our house, and dear old dad talked his way into a 3-year marriage.
Stop calling me little bro! What are you doing? Does this feel good? Does this feel right? This is a completely inappropriate way for me to learn these things. These are completely inappropriate things to talk about at a party, my birthday party. I don't know who her father was. I don't know shit about him. All I know is that all of you are so fucked up over him.
I'm not really that fucked up over him.
My whole life, I dreamed about all of you. I wanted you to turn out to be successful and interesting and benevolent people. People that could have been there for me when I was, you know, struggling to pay my own way through school as the child of a single mom. People who could have helped me when I moved to New York and I was completely flat-ass broke. People who could have helped a kid that needed help. Where were you then? You're not those people, though. You're just a bunch of weirdos with your own baggage.
Well, sorry to disappoint you, but you don't get to pick your family.
You fucking do, Lawrence. I figured out how to make a new family, how to lean on other people. And now that I made the bread, it feels like you're showing up for a slice. I have a family. A family I worked really hard for. And you're not in it.
You're right. We weren't there for you. It's because we're trying to survive too, okay? Our father went through people the way tornadoes go through trailer parks.
I mean, honestly, part of the reason why we're all so fucked up is because he was around longer.
You wanna know what kind of man he was? We couldn't find you because our father didn't remember your name.
You know what I wish? I wish he didn't know our names either.
Yep. I spent a long time wishing I'd never been born.
Oh, me too. But I have to say, when we found each other, it was like, oh my God, I don't want to die. Because we found someone else who understood. Other people who assured us that we weren't just the leftovers of this man's wake of destruction.
When we saw you on TV, when we saw what someone with our father's genes could make of themselves without having been hurt by that man, without having that constant fear that you're going to turn into that man you hate the most. We had to come see you.
Sorry.
Well, now I feel like an outdoor dog has been brought in and dragged his ass all over the carpet. We're going to get out of your hair. Sorry, Evan. I'm real sorry.
Excuse me, sorry.
Where are my keys?
Thank you so much for having us. You have a
lovely... Oh, they're in my pocket.
Bye-bye.
This is awkward.
You guys want a ride?
Are you okay?
I'll be right back.
You know what? I'll just go ahead and clean up Will's vomit.
Lawrence! Lawrence, wait.
What's up?
I'm sorry, too. I'm just now realizing that you might have wanted me to be the cool, successful, benevolent sibling that I was looking for.
Don't worry about it. You're a kid.
No, I'm not. You're probably as disappointed as I was.
Disappointed? Why, because you won't make that Mel Gibson movie? Screw that. I'm related to a TV star. I'm still going to use that to get laid.
Look, you've got baggage because you had a bad dad, but I've got baggage because I had no dad. We're at the same airport, just different baggage.
Whether we like it or not, something we all got from the old man is grit. And Evan, you're the grittiest. I'm really proud of you.
Whoa. Hey, that's a tight hug. Sorry, you're kind of crushing my vape.
Sorry. Hey, we're not brothers. But you are something to me. And when I'm done filming the show, let's grab that beer.
I'd like that.
Well, well, well. Another failed get-rich-quick scheme.
You know they say you learn more from failure than success.
Yes, all I learned was not to trust you with $50.
And what I learned is that we don't get to choose where we're born or who our parents are. But we do get to choose who we call our family. And I know that you, Dante, stiff, British, grumpy, unlovable Dante.
All right, all right.
You're my brother from another mother.
To hear more stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is TheTruthFiction. The Haves was written by David Ebert and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by David Ebert, Julia Kelly, David Koechner, Mark Gessner, Leslie Mizell, Amy Warren, Tom Stevens, and Amanda Hunt. Special thanks to Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, or a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Sophie Elkezian. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.